Welcome back. This is Nighttime Live here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris along with Scott Sorum. And tonight we have a very special guest you may have heard about in the news recently. Imagine you've found your future goal in life. You found out what you want to do. And you've found the perfect school. And you go to the fair there for the first semester. And all of a sudden you realize you don't have the tuition for the next semester. And then all of a sudden, with a wisp of a pen and that perforated sound of a check blank, you are back in school. Some may call it a life-changing event. Others may be a minor miracle, but it has happened. And it has happened to a young lady who attends the Trinity Bible College in Ellendale, North Dakota. And her name is Abigail Sailors. And Abigail, it is a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Thank you for joining us here on KFGO.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So where is hometown for you?
Falls City, Nebraska.
Falls City, and is that pretty close to Lincoln, as I understand?
Yep, it's about a couple hours from there.
Okay. So. You were attending Trinity Bible College, and you, first of all, how did you find out about Trinity?
My family that I last lived with sent me to Trinity, to a church camp a few summers ago, and there I heard about Trinity.
Okay. You had a growing up, I should say, that wasn't really the best. There were some problems along the road as far as your parents were concerned, correct?
Definitely. Very challenging, life-changing experiences.
Because you apparently were pressed to, you have what, four brothers and sisters?
I actually have five sisters and two brothers, but the ones that are being mentioned are a brother and three sisters of my mom's kids.
Okay. So you got separated. You got into a foster home, as I understand, and it had to be very, very – some people are already saying, how can a youngster – and you're only 18. I'll brag about that because I'm way older than you are. But you're only 18 – you're only 18, and you've got such a wonderful outlook on life. How does that work?
I think it all started with going through so much, and a lot of people look at things like that, and they look at the people, and they say, oh, you know, I could say I'm a victim, but I look at it, and I say, you know what, I'm a survivor of what I went through, and once I learned the difference between those two definitions and meanings, it began to give a whole new spin on my outlook on life, and that what happened to me isn't something to be ashamed of, partly because those things weren't my choices. Those were other people's choices that they made. And so it gave me just a whole new perspective, and then I can use that to help people who've been through similar things that I have been through. And that, you know, I did go through it, and it was definitely awful. And no, I don't wish that it had happened. If you know, it wouldn't have that would have been a whole nother life for me. But you know, it can be used to help people who've been through similar situations. So I don't think I'm going to just borrow away what happened to me. I think it should be told, and it should help others.
If we don't mind, just to capsulize it, you lost your mother at a very early age, right?
Yes, she actually she has brain damage still to this day. So whenever I visit her, I can. She is at a assisted living place. So.
Oh, I got you. Okay, and your dad is out of the picture too. So let's go to this happening that happened on the 2nd of January. You were working at Cracker Barrel.
Yes, sir.
And what do you do there at Cracker Barrel?
I wait tables. I waited tables over there for the whole summer. I stayed with a couple of my sisters, and then I called them up and told them I'd be back for at least a month, maybe more, you know, because I wasn't thinking about that I would be able to make it back to school. And they told me that I could wait tables for however long I needed.
So while you were waiting the table that we're talking about, a couple of people came up to you. I understand these people came in and they said, we want to talk to the grumpiest waitress or waiter that you have in the place. Well, no boss is ever going to admit they've got a grumpy person, are they?
I would say not, or at least hope not.
But they said, how about the most cheerful, how about the most smiling, dedicated person, and that happened to be you. First of all, that's got to be pretty good coming from your boss, you know?
Yeah, it's a good feeling, but, you know, I hear it a lot, like, why, you know, you're really always usually happy, or you're always smiling, or you're like bubbly, you're pretty positive, so, I don't know. I was too surprised. It did definitely make my day, but I was surprised in a sense, yet just excited that they noticed me like that, and to put me in, you know, put those guys in my section, that they would have paid much attention, and I don't know, just they picked me. That's kind of cool.
Well, while they were eating, they asked you questions concerning your background and such, mm-hmm. and I understand they left you, what was it, first, $100 tip? Was that? That's pretty good in itself, too. How big was their bill?
Their bill was, I can't really remember how exactly big their bill was. It was just a lunch special and then some breakfast, so probably around, you know, probably under $20. Mm.
But they really took a liking to you, because I understand that one was an alumnus of the Trinity Bible College?
Yes, I did find that out later on. And even before opening up to them about my story, we had just talked about a million different things in school and a lot of different things before I'd even got comfortable enough to share that with them. So,
Do you do that often, by the way? I mean, when you feel comfortable about somebody, do you chat with them quite a bit?
I do chat, but I don't usually open up to them about my actual past. A lot of the people I actually worked with at Cracker Barrel took this to shock, because none of them had any idea as to my background story. They, you know, in their perspective, I just came from a small town, was going to college somewhere, and I had a mom and a dad because I referred to my foster parents as mom and dad, and I just never went any further to explain to any of them that, you know, I was just pressing on with my life, I guess.
This is Abigail Sailors, our special guest tonight here on KFGO, and she received, we're going to talk about it right now, a very generous $100 tip. But, as I mentioned, you talked to these gentlemen and you said, I'm sorry, was it two gentlemen or a gentleman and a lady?
It was two gentlemen.
Two gentlemen. You said, I'm probably not going to go to school next semester, not enough tuition money. What happened?
Okay, well, I just had told them, you know, I'm going to probably just stay back. They said, you know, are you going back next semester? Because we had talked about school, and I said, well, actually, I'm probably going to stay back and take some online classes and just work and then try to attend back in the fall. And it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't a sad conversation when I said that. I was trying to be positive about it, you know, keep my head up and just explain to them, you know, that was that, and I was, you know, I was okay with that, and I had faith that it would work out. And then when I came back to the table, they'd asked me to put my name at the top of their ticket, and I kind of looked at them funny. And that's when they told me what they were going to do. They said they were going to help me out and write me a $5,000 check for school and $1,000 to myself for anything I needed, and then had given me a $100 tip to split with another server. So at this moment, I just started crying. I didn't even... I didn't even know what to do. I couldn't even believe it.
Abigail, I got to be honest with you. I got a tear in my eye right now as you describe that happening.
I mean,
that is just wonderful. That is just wonderful. We mentioned one was an alumnus. Did you? I'm not going to ask his name because I know you know who they are now. But I was going to say, did you go back and check, you know, the history of the school and find out more about this gentleman that went to school?
I'm planning to. Yes, I just got here a few days ago and classes have been rolling, but I have started to look on the wall of pictures and see if I can find him on there.
So hopefully you'll be able to keep in touch with him then?
Yeah, actually I've already sent off, well, of course, a thank you, and then also a letter I wrote. So hopefully I'm hoping to hear back from them. You know, I'm going to keep them updated on my schooling. It's the least I can do. Hmm. They've made a big impact. They've made a life-changing impact. So it's the least I can do.
Abigail Sailor is our special guest here tonight on KFGO. What is your goal? I mean, it's Bible college, it's ministry, but you've got more than that. You're studying a couple different things there, right?
Yeah, I'm studying youth ministry and psychology, and I'm not for sure quite yet. I am just a freshman, but I do know my goal is to work with, whether it's youth or kids, in the psychology field or youth ministry, something to sort of, you know, helping kids with the same similar things that I've went through. And so mm-hmm. that's my, you know, official goal to get there. So that's what I'm hoping for.
Now, I don't know what tuition is for the Trinity Bible College, but I'm almost guessing this may get you through two semesters.
Yeah, it'll probably get me through the end of my sophomore year, actually, so maybe even three semesters. Tuition is a little bit more than a state school, but, this is a private Christian school, and it's definitely, I know it's where I need to be, and I'm willing to work to make it work. And then that happened, so that was incredible.
I know it's Bible college, but I mean this sincerely, and I'm not trying to make a pun on anything, but this was really a blessing for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, a huge blessing. A huge blessing. Words can't even describe how thankful I truly am. It's like a gift from above, it's like finally, realizing that what I was listening to all along and where I was supposed to be was the right place, and I don't think that's more reassuring. It couldn't happen by coincidence.
Abigail, I have to ask you real quick too. I thought it was also beautiful of you that your parents, your current mom and dad, that you decided to take their name. Sailors is not your original last name. I think that's so wonderful.
Thank you. I actually changed it not too long ago, September of 2012. So it's just been maybe a year and a few months, actually. So they didn't ever adopt me. I'm still their foster kid, but I decided that that's what I wanted to do. So I did take their last name.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. So they were still foster parents, and you changed to their name.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. That's John and Susie Sailors, by the way, is their name down in Nebraska. They have got to be. They must have been crying in their eyes out too when they heard that when they saw that happen.
Yeah, they were blown away.
Unbelievable. Well, you got the $5,000, one check for the school, the other $1,000 for whatever else you needed. So have you got that planned out yet, where that's going to go to?
Believe it or not, towards school. I don't know. I would say that's the best decision for it. I know that every penny that they gave me was, every, dime that they worked for and put, every dime that they gave me, I guess what I'm trying to say, they worked very hard for. And whether someone has that kind of money or not, they still work for everything they have. And so I'm definitely going to be careful with it and put it towards school and, hopefully see myself.
Wow.
Get a degree.
By the way, this is kind of this also was kind of a countrywide thing. It's not just these gentlemen, but I understand there was a kind of a mystery tipper called Tips for Jesus that was going around the country as well, tipping waitresses like yourself. And it's just become an oncoming, beautiful thing. And with these two gentlemen helping you out on this, it's just, like I said, you can't see me, obviously, but I got a smile from ear to ear, just like the one you've got in your picture there in the newspaper down in Nebraska. You're an unbelievable young lady, and I really am I'm glad. I've been trying for like 10 days to get a hold of you, by the way, ever since this occurred, and I'm so happy we had a chance. I'm so happy we had a chance to chat, and if you're ever in Fargo, stop by the studios at KFGO. I'd love to show you around, maybe take you out for a cup of coffee or something, and it's just a story that warms my heart. I know it's warmed the hearts of thousands around this area as well.
Okay, thank you.
Abigail Sailors.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Thank you so much. It means a lot that you joined us here tonight on the Mighty 790
KFGO.